Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We have 33 half the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova.
Wow.
Say that 100 times fast.
Oh, yeah.
Maria Sharapova announced that she failed a drug test at the Australian Open last month. Or I think it was in January. She tested positive for meldonium. M-E-L-D-O-N-I-U-M.
Sounds like aluminum, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it's supposed to be. It's
for a heart condition.
Well, but you know what it really is? It's Super Beats. Only it does the same thing as Super Beats, except that it's a drug and it's banned. I don't know why, because if you really put two and two together, Super Beats does the same thing. I think, Richie, you have we had Dr. Jack Stockwell on the program earlier to explain.
She's still working on the audio.
All right, okay. So should I save this until we get the audio all set? We can do that.
It's such a nice setup,
here it is.
Though.
Hold on one second.
Oh, you got it? All right.
It is a performance-enhancing drug. It's something that's referred to as an anti-ischemic.
What's that
mean? Other words, it keeps the blood vessels open. It's not approved in the United States. It's not approved by the FDA. It comes out of Latvia. It was invented back in the 1970s as a performance-enhancing drug. And what it does is it keeps the blood vessels open longer during extreme performance so that not only do you have increased performance for a longer period of time, your recovery right after your particular event is much faster as well.
All right.
Wait a minute, though.
What?
Okay, so I was giving her the benefit of the doubt, thinking she had to take this for her heart condition.
Yep.
When actually she's probably taking it to enhance her blood flow during competition.
Wow. But you see, that's what got me off onto the Super Beats thing, and I wasn't being facetious. That's what Super Beats does, and it is
right.
It is not a drug. It does exactly the same thing. Except that it's not a drug. It's a natural way of doing the same thing. And so in this discussion, you balance or you weigh things like this. That's a perfect example. And I don't mean to turn this into a commercial, but I'm on as well, because this helps to explain, really.
Yeah.
She's been taking this thing for 10 years because she has multiple health issues, magnesium deficiency, diabetes, all the things, high blood pressure, that are helped by Super Beats.
And how often do we say to take it before you exercise? Because it gives you that extra
energy.
That's
what it is.
It gets
the
blood pumping. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be used.
Jack says that this has properties in it, the same the nitrates that open up the veins, the arteries, to get the blood to your muscles and to your heart.
But
and
this
to
is
all
a
your
drug
organs.
Versus...
Right.
Super Beats is just
so what I'm
food.
Saying is, what a shame that somebody didn't tell her, give her the word about Beats and Super Beats, because now Nike has suspended its relationship. She got a $70 million a year deal with Nike. Poof, out the window. And I don't know that that's I don't know. I think that's a little.
Yeah. Meldonium is an anti-ischemic drug.
That's what Jack said.
Currently manufactured by Grindex, a pharmaceutical company based in Latvia. So it is
Eastern
a
Europe.
Drug.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just take Super Beats?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm happy to turn something like this into a commercial. But in reality, those of you who are wondering what Super Beats does and why so many athletes take it, this is a perfect example of it. She said... if she was going to retire, she wouldn't announce it in a downtown Los Angeles hotel with ugly carpet when she was attacked. She was in L.A. and the news media was chasing her around. Are you going to retire? And she said, no, or at least I'm not going to announce it here. But make no mistake about it. The product that we've been talking about for, well over a year here, Richie, that gives you more stamina, more energy, more consciousness, more awareness, your brain works better. That's all the same thing that meldonium does, except that it's not illegal. As a matter of fact, more in the category of athletes use Super Beats than anything else. Whether you're in high school, college, professional, people are using this because it converts the nitrates into nitric oxide, which is the secret to it working because it boosts circulation, relaxes your arteries, and maintains healthy blood pressure levels. Again, the same thing that meldonium does. Isn't it too bad? And this is what happens in the drug world all the time. This is something that most of you can look around at natural substances and find, for the most part, anything that will take care. There are some exceptions, and Ken Kronos would argue with me on this because he likes evidence-based stuff, and most of the drugs are evidence-based, and most of the things that come along, not the Super Beats, because Super Beats is a simple, straightforward powdered beet product, but some of the things that you may take, like whether they're water-soluble or oil-soluble or whether there's anything there, some of these companies make bad stuff, and the supplements have nothing really in them. That's something that's been proven. You got to go to a good company like Standard Process or to the people that make Super Beats. But this is, they have a couple of products that are heart oriented, but their number one thing is Super Beats for sure.
You want an interesting twist to the story?
Yeah.
When she was 2 years old, her parents, or just after she was born, actually, when she was less than a year old, her parents moved from her hometown in Russia because they were concerned about the regional effects from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
So she was born near Chernobyl and lived there for the first year and a half of her life.
Yeah.
So work that into whether she might be taking this for health reasons or not.
Yeah, I think she's got a good case. But I would wish somebody would get to her. The people at Neogenesis Labs ought to get to her and explain how Super Beats works. And by the way, if you're interested in, now that I've told you the whole story and you understand, if you haven't tried Super Beats yet, this may be a great example and a great time for you to start. You can go to 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com for the Super Beats product. Okay, seven families filed a lawsuit against Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and pretty much the entire state. You remember, lots more attention has been focused on Flint because the debate between the Democratic candidates was held there, and they certainly had, they used that. I don't think there's any accident. I'm sure that the Democrats happy to have it in Flint. The governor's a Republican, and he will be tossed out on his ear sooner rather than later, and it'll open up a chance for a Democrat to be governor of another state. So, I mean, there's all kinds of positioning here, but that's the side. The Detroit water system was what was used to send water to the Flint water system. And that's what the problem is. They moved away in 2014. The problem now is that residents, many of them children, started getting lead poisoning because of this. And so their suit alleges that officials failed to take action, downplayed the knowledge they had of the water being contaminated with lead, just scurrilous, horrible things that anybody in their right mind, when you hear about this, you'd want to take action that second, that minute, not let it go, so that there are all kinds of children now with developmental disabilities.
I think the governor's got to go, don't you think?
Of course.
And so does the EPA. You know, Hillary Clinton was asked about that, and she said, oh, the governor needs to step down. They said, what about the EPA? And she said, no, they're fine.
The EPA booted it too. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's a crock of baloney. They're just as much, you're right, Jennifer, 100% right. And they're up to their Mickey in this. Speaking of that, here's another situation that requires a certain amount of consideration. This is another chance for me. I promise I won't rant and rage too much. But when you hear this stuff, you think, how does it get this bad? This is the story of a suit actually brought about by several lawmakers who have gone to the Pentagon to get a decorated Army sergeant reinstated. This guy had a marvelous career, is having a marvelous career. Now he's under review because he hit an American-backed Afghan militia officer who raped an Afghan boy. So you understand this, I'm giving you the circumstances. He knows that this Afghanistani has taken this kid and he has him chained literally in his tent or wherever he is. And so this guy finds out about it. His name is Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, M-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, Richie, if you want to Google this. I know you love to do that. So.
Okay.
Sergeant First Class Charles Martland helped to beat up this guy, Abdul Rahman, after he abducted a boy and kept him chained to his bed as a sex slave.
Oof.
The sergeant was on his second tour. He's a Green Beret. He has a Bronze Star for his actions during the Taliban ambush. He wrote to the Army that he and another Special Forces captain named Dan Quinn felt that they could no longer stand by and allow this guy to do what he was doing, so they beat him up and they freed this kid. So because of that, the Army, our Army, has taken this guy to task and basically has put him on ice while they review what he did. I saw an article in the New York Times on the paper on the plane the other day. And I thought, my God, how does this happen? How do we get our values so screwed up in this circumstance where here there are two Army men whose careers are now on hold because of something they did to help this boy at the hands of these thugs? And by the way, many of these people that we are supposedly training, whether they're Iraqis, Afghanistanis, whatever they are nothing short of bloodthirsty curs. But they're what we have to work with because they're our friends. Remember, Saddam Hussein was our friend, and then he became our enemy. And that happens all the way down to this level. These guys are supposedly our friends because they're going after the Taliban. And that's the only reason we're there. We are not there, says the Army, to involve ourselves in local disputes. So you, which side are you buying on this one? I'm buying the soldier's side. I'm not buying the government side. Anybody else want to weigh in?
No, I'd say you got to go with the soldier. He's the one that's out there.
Right.
He sees it.
Of course you have to go with them. What?
There is no independent thought in management anymore.
No.
Oh, my goodness, you broke Rule A.
Yeah.
We have to suspend
no
you for that
sense.
Because
yeah.
it's like here in Virginia, in Stafford County, Virginia, two volunteer firemen were put on suspension
yeah.
because a father drove into the fire department with a, or drove up to the fire truck with his daughter who was having seizures.
Yeah.
They called the ambulance and they were working on her. They figured the ambulance was too far away. She was turning blue. So they put her in the fire truck and drove her to the hospital and they saved her life.
Yeah.
But protocol is you're supposed to wait for the ambulance
yes.
because they have restraints and all the medications that they might need to treat her, but they were just worried that the ambulance would take 15 minutes to get there and it mm-hmm. wouldn't be there in time.
Wow. Well, screw the system. They saved the girl's life. And if they don't get any more sense than that, then there should be. This is the kind of stuff there should be. You know how they protested in, where was it, Minneapolis or Portland, someplace? No, Salt Lake City. Big protest with people who are landowners and those who sympathize with the landowners who are upset because the government is now, usurping our power and taking over more and more land. And that's what the guys in Oregon were protesting. Whether you like the way they did it or not, they still had the right idea. And now, I've been talking about this and others have too, let's have protests. Let's have demonstrations. Demonstrations were completely peaceful, but they got plenty of attention. More and more people, you see this, more and more people wake up to what the government is doing in terms of just taking control of everything. So there's no common sense, Richie, involved in this particular
nope.
story at all. None. Zero. In a moment, a new definition of a new word, ammosexual. We will define what an ammosexual is.
Jennifer's one, I'm sure.
Actually, she is, in fact. Yes, she is. Yep, all right. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me, that's at the end of my name, there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you dream about big success? You should. It helps form your vision. But if you stop there, it's only a fantasy.
Do you talk about your big dreams? Great. It pays to get advice from people who've been there, done that. But if that's all you do, it's just idle conversation.
Do you learn continuously? It's critical in our fast-changing world, but it's not enough.
Do you plan? It's important to have written goals that you review every day.
But dreaming and talking and learning and planning are all a waste if you don't do something.
While everything else is important, taking action is the only way to create the future you want.
Do. It's the secret to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who knows more four-letter, very naughty words? Little boys or little girls? Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Hard to believe, but 3 and 4-year-old girls know a greater number of colorful phrases than do little boys. But boys tend to use foul terms much more frequently than little girls.
Drop, dump, friend, house, stickle, fiber!
However, there are those who believe that this is equaling out with both little girls and little boys, well, using those naughty words. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you hear these words, and you will, let the kid know immediately that it's unacceptable language, but do not overreact. If you do, the cursing takes on a magical quality and you will hear it everywhere. If it continues, well, timeout works very well with this behavior. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with sand slides, guide sand into colored chutes by drawing a slide or a bucket. Simple yet challenging. Good game for all ages. Sand slides. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, an ammosexual is somebody who feels an affection for guns, Richie, for firearms.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Gun Show. Who does that? What's the guy's name for the Gun Show? 51 Avenue.